Dialing for Dollars.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiatakis. Relief efforts continue to pour into Haiti after Tuesday's cataclysmic earthquake. Here at home, the cell phone is proving effective at raising donations for those in need. Text message contributions have reached $2 million in what organizers say is the biggest cell phone donation campaign ever put together. Now, phone communication to Haiti has been nearly impossible. Reporter Sally Herships talked with members of the New York Little Haiti community about their frustrations and concerns in trying to do something, anything.
Well, I can't send money if I don't know if they're going to know if I send the money. I haven't talked to anybody. I don't know who's alive, who's not alive, what happened.
Yes, I have my little brother in Haiti.
And have you heard from him?
Not yet. There's no communication, not yet. I was supposed to send him some money today. We spoke on Saturday. I said to him, I will send him some money today.
I mean, you know, you have family in Haiti. You send money on a regular basis, like almost every month. Even if you don't have families there, then, you know, you're concerned. You want to send money. You want to bring your participation. You're concerned. It's your country.
So we don't send money to Haiti, it's going to be a disaster. So we care about our family. That's why we send money every month for people who are living over there to survive and everything. You know what I mean?
That was Peter Bouchon, Jean-Mario Bellier, Eden Marcel, and Charles Relutzen. Economic damage to Haiti may be in the hundreds of millions of dollars. Equicat Incorporated, a company that builds financial risk models to help insurers prepare for catastrophes, estimates that as many as 2 million people may be affected by the earthquake and its aftershocks. Let me check numbers right now. Asian shares closed mostly higher, except for Hang Seng in Hong Kong, which lost a little ground today. European markets are up right now, an average of 0.5%. Wall Street yesterday, the S&P added 0.8%. The NASDAQ gained more than 1%, and the Dow was up 53 points to end the day at 10,680. Something investors will be keeping an eye on here at home today, the tally of properties hit with foreclosure notices last year. A report from RealtyTrack says December marked the 10th straight month with more than 300,000 foreclosure filings. And as Marketplace's Bob Moon tells us, the numbers for the full year are all the more jaw-dropping.
Even as he allows that foreclosure numbers have been mounting for months and shouldn't come as a surprise, RealtyTrack's Rick Sharga still sounds amazed.
Some of these numbers are unprecedented. 10% of the households in Nevada were in some stage of foreclosure over the past year. That number is simply unprecedented as far back as these numbers can be tracked.
Sharga says property foreclosures across the country in 2009 added up to a new record, 2.8 million.
You wind up with 2.2% of all the households in the country receiving a foreclosure notice over the course of the year.
And he worries even that doesn't give a true picture of how bad it really is.
The numbers probably would have been significantly worse. The unfortunate reality is in most cases, the programs to slow down the foreclosure tsunami really aren't preventing foreclosures as much as they're just delaying foreclosures.
Sharga offers little hope for any improvement soon, with more loans on the verge of resetting to higher interest rates in the months ahead. I'm Bob Moon from Marketplace.
Later this morning, investors will be eyeballing retail sales numbers for December. We're also going to get numbers on weekly jobless claims and business inventories.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build strong customer relationships with email marketing, online surveys, and event marketing. ConstantContact.com. And by Progressive Insurance, helping people shop for car insurance at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and Progressive.com.
Well, the long-running drama to take over British candy maker Cadbury could be entering its final act. There are reports Hershey is preparing a bid as a counteroffer to the $16 billion currently on the table from Kraft. And today, Britain's business minister is meeting with financial heavyweights to take a closer look at Kraft's unwanted takeover offer. We're going to get the latest from Marketplace European correspondent Stephen Beard, who is with us this morning live from London. Good morning, Stephen.
Hello, Steve.
So what's the government's view on Kraft taking over Cadbury?
Well, the business secretary has been critical of Kraft's bid. He has to choose his words carefully. He doesn't want to create the impression that foreign takeover bids are in themselves unwelcome. The UK remains an open economy. But today, he's going to be telling a group of British bankers and investors, you've got to do more to protect British companies from unwanted takeover bids. And this bid by Kraft is not wanted by the Cadbury board, who say it's too low, and it's not wanted by the workers. Unite, the UK's largest union, says thousands of British jobs could be lost if Kraft gets Cadbury.
So, all right, we have Hershey preparing an offer. What difference could that make?
Well, it's likely to be unwelcome to the Cadbury workers again. As far as the shareholders are concerned, that depends how much they offer. Hershey, of course, had been talking about a consortium bid with the Italian candy maker Ferrero. Ferrero has pulled out. Now it's reported that Hershey could go it alone with their own bid. Of course, they have nothing like the resources of Kraft. They'd need the help of private equity firms. But they'll have to be quick anyway.
It's like a big soap opera. What's the likely timetable for all of this, Stephen?
Well, Kraft has until next Tuesday to improve its offer, and if it's going to, and Cadbury shareholders are scheduled to vote on Kraft's bid on February the 2nd. So the end of this long-running saga could indeed be in sight.
All right. Marketplace European correspondent Stephen Beard with us live from London. Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Steve.
All right. And finally, move over Treasury Secretary. There's a new secretary in D.C., the Secretary of Romance. Tourism officials there in Washington are naming sex expert Dr. Ruth Westheimer as the new Secretary of the Department of Love and Relationships. She'll be sworn in later today. Obviously, it's an honorary post, and it's meant to boost tourism in the nation's capital. Dr. Ruth will also help announce a new stimulus plan to promote Washington as a destination for lovers. Now, the month-long campaign runs through Valentine's Day. Hey, share your thoughts with us. Check us out online at marketplace.org. We have a podcast there that you can acquire through our website, marketplace.org. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.